Want to pray? Where's my brother? Where's your father? Okay, tell him to pray before we start. Pray before we start. Pray in Urdu. Amen. 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 Bless. I understood. Bless the people of Pakistan. I understood that. Amen. Amen. And in Kenya, they say Amina. So bless, blessings, bless the people of Pakistan. Jesus loves Pakistan. Amen? Jesus loves Pakistan. Okay, so once again, I thank you for your time. I thank you for connecting with us. Today, we're with Missionary Enterprises Bible School Pakistan. With our brothers and associates, we're with Christ Vision Ministry. Christ Vision Ministry. Right? Amen. Amen. So this is under our playlist, our YouTube playlist under Operation Outreach with Asia. Asia, specifically in Faisalabad. Faisalabad. Faisalabad, Pakistan, Asia, 9 hour difference, 9 hour difference. Okay, so once again, this is part two of divine healing and health, divine healing, 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 healing for the physical body. You all understand that? I think you need a translator. You should translate a little bit for me, brother. You should translate for me a little bit. So, divine healing. Divine healing. Some people say we just preach on the kingdom. Well, I say no. Part of the kingdom is divine healing, and we need to teach on divine healing. Because the word says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if you teach on healing, people will have faith for healing. The Lord told me a few years ago, you can't have faith for something you've never heard. So you got to teach on divine healing. You got to teach on health. You got to teach on it. Okay? So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to teach on healing. What does the Bible say about healing? Translate for me, brother, a little bit. Share with him what I said. Divine healing. You're not going to translate? Gee. You're my translator. You're my translator. Okay, I'll bring you to Canada and we'll put you in an English school. No, don't come to Canada. Okay, so let's start with Mark, the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark. I'm going to have to learn Urdu. I got to learn Urdu. Okay. In Mark 5:23, it said, and begged Jesus earnestly, saying, my little daughter, my little girl, she's lying at the point of death. She's dying. She is dying. She is dying. And he said to Jesus, just come and lay your hands on her so that she may be healed. And she will live. So lay hands on her. That's what we're going to do after. We're going to lay hands on every person that has infirmity in their body. We're going to lay hands on you. We're going to get our brother, your pastor, to lay hands on you. And I'm going to speak the word over you. And God's going to heal you. God's going to heal you. He healed you 2 weeks ago. Hey, you got some healings a couple of weeks ago. Verse 24, it says, so Jesus went with him. And a great multitude followed him. And verse 25, now a certain woman, so he's on his way to get this little girl healed. And there's a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. Verse 26, and had suffered many things from the physicians. So she had been to the physicians and they could not help her. It says here she had spent all of her money. And she is no better. She is no better. But she got worse. The woman got worse because she went to the physicians. So when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. And she said, she was saying to herself, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. So if I skip a verse, I'll tell you. You go to it, okay? Mm-hmm. I may skip verses. And immediately, verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. It was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. She got healed of her affliction. Anybody there with affliction, expect to get healed today. Expect to get healed today. Expect to get healed, okay? Healing belongs to you. Verse 30, Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Okay, and let's skip verse 31. Verse 32, let's skip verse 32. 33, but the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Your faith. Jesus did not say God made you whole. Jesus said your faith made you whole. Now we know it's God's power that healed her, but it's according to her faith. It's according to her faith. And he said, go in peace and be healed of your affliction. And that's what we're going to say today. We're going to bring those afflicted with various afflictions. You're going to come to the front and we're going to speak the word in faith and believe God for healing in your body. In your body. Okay, so verse 35, right? Is that where we're at? Mm-hmm. While he was still speaking, Jesus, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, your daughter's dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? So the little girl, she actually died. She died. But, I like buts. There's good buts and there's bad buts. Anyhow, verse 36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, but only believe. Only believe. And that's why I share a lot of verses. I share a lot of verses from the Bible to build your faith so that you can receive what belongs to you. Only believe or only have faith. And then it says, let's skip verse 37. And let's skip verse 38. And verse 39, when he, Jesus, came in, he said to them, why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. The child is just sleeping. Verse 40, they ridiculed him, but when he had put them all outside, see, they had no faith. The people had no faith. So what did Jesus do? He threw them all outside. He threw them out. Get out. Get out. Get out. That's what I would do. He took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying dead. Verse 41, then he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha kumi, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise, 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 arise from your infirmity. And immediately, verse 42, the girl arose and walked. She was dead and she arose, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. I want to pray for the children today. After the teaching, I want to pray for the children. Okay, I want to pray for everybody, but I want to pray for the children. Any children who have sickness in their bodies, I want to pray for them. All right? Okay, so Mark 6, verse 5, it says here, now Jesus could not do mighty works there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. Why? Verse 6, and he marveled because of their unbelief. See? Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. So because of their unbelief, he couldn't do mighty works. That's why faith is so important. Like I said, Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Mark 6, 12 and 13. Verse 12, it says, so they went out and preached that people should repent. 13, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. Anointed with oil many and healed them. So there is a place to anoint people with oil, any kind of oil, not motor oil, but any kind of oil, olive oil, whatever, cooking oil. There's no power in oil. It's anyhow, it's a point of contact. Luke, let's move on to the Gospel of Luke. Luke, verse 38. Now Jesus arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house, but Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. Verse 39, so he stood over her and rebuked the fever. Anybody with a fever today, we're going to rebuke it, okay? Anybody with a fever, we can rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And the fever left her. See, he rebuked it in faith, and the fever left. And immediately she arose and served them. Verse 40, when the sun was setting, very same day, all those who had any that were sick, any sick today, we're going to pray for you. Anybody who's sick in your body today, we're going to pray for you. With various diseases, doesn't matter what kind of disease, it doesn't matter. Various diseases, brought them to Jesus, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. So we're going to get our brother, my brother, your pastor, we're going to get him to lay hands on you. All right? And we're believing God to touch you. We're believing the Holy Spirit to touch you. Verse 41, and demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. Okay, so let's move on to Luke 5:15. You there yet? However, the report went around concerning Jesus. All the more, great multitudes came to hear him, to be healed by him of their infirmities. Luke 6, 17 to 19. It says here, Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples. We'll skip to the end of it. Who came to hear Jesus and be healed of their diseases. Anyone who went to Jesus to be healed in faith, they got their healing. They got healed. They came to get healed, and they got exactly what they came for, if there was faith. 18, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. So it doesn't matter. Fever, various diseases, being tormented by evil spirits, it does not matter. Jesus is your healer. Jesus wants to heal you. Jesus wants to heal you because he's already healed you at the cross. We looked at that 2 weeks ago. At the cross where Jesus bore your diseases. He bore your disease, bore your sicknesses, your infirmities, your disorders, your afflictions, your infirmity, everything. He bore it all. Verse 19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him. See? For power went out from him and healed them all. He healed them all. So Luke 7. Let's move to Luke 7, chapter 7. Let's skip verse 1, David. And then verse 2. And a certain centurion servant who was near, was dear to him, was sick and ready to die, just like the little girl. He's sick and he's ready to die. So when he heard about Jesus, what did he hear about Jesus? I'll tell you what he heard about Jesus. He heard that Jesus was a healer. That's what he heard about Jesus. Okay? Today we hear all kinds of things about Jesus that are not true. But the centurion heard about the true Jesus, not another Jesus. Not the Jesus of the Baptists, not the Jesus of some denominational church, but the Jesus of the Bible. All right, I'm not picking on the Baptists, but anyhow, that's what came out of my mouth. He sent the elders of the Jews to Jesus, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And then let's skip verse 6 here. Let's move on to 7. Therefore, the centurion said, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word. Say the word. Today we're going to speak the word. Say the word and my servant will be healed. Will be healed. There's faith in what he said. He was fully persuaded that what he said, he's going to have what he say. That's what Jesus taught in Mark 11:23. You can have what you say as long as you don't doubt in your heart at all, but believe that those things he says will come to pass. He will have whatsoever he says. All right? And then verse 8. Let's skip verse 8. Let's skip verse 8 for now for time's sake. So, verse 9. When Jesus heard these things, Jesus marveled at him and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Verse 9. Those who were sent returning to the house found the servant well, who had been sick. Not only sick, he was dying. Not only sick, but he was dying. And so let's skip verse 11. Let's skip verse 11. Let's see. Verse 12. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out. He was dead. The only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. Verse 13. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. Do not weep. Verse 14. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still, and he said, young man, I say to you, arise. Okay, my faith is not there yet, but I'm building my faith for that. We're going to bring in the dead. Okay, God's going to raise the dead. God created the human body. God created mankind. So if he can create mankind, he can raise the dead. It's nothing for God to raise the dead. He created the universe in 6 days. God created the universe in 6 days. All right? So for God to raise a dead body, God can do that in his sleep, even though the Bible says God does not sleep nor slumber. All right? That's, I think, Jeremiah 1:12. God is alert and active, is sleepless, watching over his word to perform it. All right, so where am I, David? What verse am I here?
15.
So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and Jesus presented him to his mother. See? Okay, let's skip 17. And then 21. I love 21. And that very hour, Jesus cured many of infirmities, of afflictions, evil spirits, and to many blind, he gave sight. So anybody who's blind, God wants to give you sight. Anybody who's blind, God wants to give you sight. Anybody who's deaf, God wants to open up your ears. Anybody who's mute, can't speak, God wants to give you back your vocal cords. All right? Verse 22. Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John the Baptist, who was in jail, the things you have seen and heard, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, good. All right. So Luke 8. Let me see here. I think we're going to skip verse 1. Let's go to verse 2. And a certain woman who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons. Ooh, 7. Ugh. Even just having one, the thought of having one scared, well, it doesn't scare me, but anyhow. So she was healed of evil spirits and infirmities. So you can have infirmities as well as evil spirit, but Jesus can deal with both of those, okay? So let's move on to Luke. We're still in Luke 8. We're moving into verse, let's skip verse 40. Let's go into 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, begged him to come to his house. Verse 42, for he had only one daughter, and about 12 years of age, and she was dying. She was dying, but as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now, verse 43, a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed. This is the repeat of verse of Mark or Matthew. And came from behind, verse 44, and touched the board of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. Verse 45, and Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter, of those with him, said, "Master, the multitudes throngs and press you and say, who touched me?" But Jesus said in verse 46, "Somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me." So somebody touched him in faith. A lot of people touched Jesus, but only her touched him in faith. So that's how important faith is. Faith is very important. The Bible says that without faith, we can't please God. We can't please God without faith. So the more faith we have, the more pleasing we are to God, because God works with faith. God works with our faith. That's how we get born again. We get born again by faith. We get healed by faith. We receive everything from the kingdom of God by faith. All right? The kingdom of God is governed by the law of faith. All right? I think that's Romans 3, 23 or 27. So anyhow, verse 47, I think. Mm-hmm. Now, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all people the reason she had touched him, and now how she had been healed immediately. Immediately. Expect to be healed immediately. Immediately. Verse 48. And Jesus said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer, your faith." See, your faith has made you well. Not God, your faith in God. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Go. You're healed. And verse 49, while Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter's dead." So she died. She eventually died. Do not trouble the teacher. Verse 50, but Jesus, when he heard it, answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid, only believe," or only have faith, "and she will be made well." She is dead. She was dead. And Jesus said, "Only believe. Only believe. She'll be made well." And then let's skip verse 51. Let's go to 52. Now all wept and mourned for her, but Jesus said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." Let's skip verse 53. 54. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Last verse, 55. Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat. So Jesus raised another one from the dead. Okay? So now can I pray for the sick? Can we pray for the sick? So I'm going to just close my live stream here. I got to close my live stream. Just hold on. So I want to thank you for my live stream. Thank you for those who are following us on live stream, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. Anyhow, thank you for your time, and we will see you next time.